Well, how did you find out about the approval of South Morgan Acres?
Well, since this has all come up, every week I try to contact the person in charge of the hog confinements down at the Department of Ag in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And when I called him yesterday, he told me they had approved it.
Was that last week that they actually made that decision?
Yeah, last Thursday.
Did they contact you otherwise, or would they have contacted you?
Well, you know, I never asked him. I don't know.
I was wondering if they needed just...
I doubt very much if they do, even though we are listed as the closest residence to the hog confinement.
You probably wouldn't know until the truck started rolling in with the equipment to build the facility.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I know you were pretty adamant that you didn't want to see it go in. I mean, are you going to be able to live with it? I mean, I realize that, you're at an age when you probably would hate to have to move, but are you contemplating moving from your home?
Well, we hope we don't have to. We built this house in 1978, and we'd planned on staying here.
Do you and your husband have any breathing problems that might make it difficult, though, to stay there if you do get problems with the sign?
Well, my husband does. He had heart bypass surgery, and he's had multiple stents. He's just, he's had a lot of medical problems. So, yeah, I don't know. We've got the one a mile away from us that affects us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this one will be a lot closer than a mile to the south.
What's this, about a quarter mile? Is that
3,000 feet.
3,000 feet, okay.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you've actually heard that? I mean, did it...
Oh, I was just sick to my stomach. I just heard that when I heard they had approved it. I was just sick. So I asked him if he knew if the land had been sold and he didn't know that. The family, at the public hearing, they said that, it was contingent on the sale of the land, was contingent on the approval from the state. So.
Right, right. They wouldn't make the investment without having the approval.
I guess
that makes a certain amount of sense, certainly.
Yeah, and it is investors. It's about 10 investors, and several of them are from out of state, mm-hmm. Iowa and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a local farmer who wanted to expand his hog business or something, but this is mm-hmm. outside people coming in.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because we have clean air here. They don't have clean air where they are. They have disease up there.
Do you have any legal recourse? I would guess you're probably out of options at this point.
Well, if there is a legal recourse, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the thing's going to be right over the top of the Lemoyne River. If they've got a problem, a lot of people are going to have problems besides me.
Mm-hmm. You're really worried about the watershed, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this field is way up in the air, and there's a big drop, and there's ravines that go down to that river. And, any spill's going to happen, that's where it's going to go. So, yeah, it's going to be a problem, I think.
Dr. Doug Groth.
Okay. And how should I refer to you? What would be the best way to refer to you regarding the project? Will you be supervising it or just...
I'm part of the management team.
Management team. Okay. The last name was, as I remember, was Groth.
Correct.
Spelling, okay. Dr. Doug Groth. And for one thing, now, it seemed like it took quite a while, but the approval of South Morgan Acres, you're probably breathing a sigh of relief at this point.
Yes, we're at Professional Swine Management. We're very excited about the approval. It went fairly as expected to work through the process and working through the approval process with the Department of Ag. So we're excited that the project can move forward now.
To a layman, it seems like this takes a long time. Was this a really kind of a normal period in your experience?
Yeah, it's very typical. It's nothing we didn't expect as we started down the process, as it works through, and there's many different facets of the approval process. So it just takes time to work through, and so we're excited about that.
Now, PSM will be managing the day-to-day operations. Do you have any idea when the project would either begin construction or perhaps would be finished to the point where PSM would move in and actually begin the day-to-day operation?
With the approval of the site, construction and dirt work will probably start within the next week or the next month as we work through that and get started on that. And so Typically, these projects will take anywhere from 7 to 10 months to completion. Before the entire site is complete, there'll be some pigs on site as we start into the production cycle there.
And now tell me, too, because in looking at the letter that the Ag Department sent me a copy of the letter, now there will also be, you know, I think people may miss out that there is also an inspection process as the site is, shall we say, ramping up for production.
Oh, yes. This is as before any animals are moved in, there is a final approval of construction and the concrete manure containment system is all approved by the Department of Ag before any animals are moved in. And they do routine inspections during the construction process as well. So that's all documented from the Department of Ag. Plus, we submit to them also part of that process is, you know, in-process photos of the construction process.
The of course, some of the neighbors are still kind of concerned, Mrs. Adams being probably the noteworthy since she and her husband live roughly half a mile from the site. And, you know, there is some concern about the fact that the water from the watershed flows into the Lemoyne River. Do you have pretty good confidence? I mean, you must have confidence in the containment facility or you wouldn't build it.
Yes, as is, I believe, with the director of the division there, Warren Ghosh, pointed out to the Department of Ag that the systems are set up to be a no-discharge system. So they're reinforced concrete with water stop built into them. Very sound design and very well proven to be a good structure for manure containment.
You know, if you had to say anything to the people that are living nearby, I mean, is there anything that you would, any way that the PSM will reach out to them, or do you have anything that you'd try to address to their concerns?
Well, hopefully during the whole process we've addressed some of those concerns as we go through there, and we look to be good neighbors and be part of the community. Many of our workers will be part of the community. As we work, you know, through the process of getting people employed and stimulating the economy that way, you know, there's going to be 16 to 18 new jobs right there at the facility. So there's also the support services that go around it. So as being a good business partner in the community there, I think it'll be a win-win for the local area and the region here in West Central Illinois.
You know, the one thing I think sometimes is easy to overlook, or maybe it is in a sense misleading, is the number of animals, because I think a lot of times people look at the absolute number of hogs in a year, and it's something like between the size break off is 55 pounds, and it's something like there could be a total of 18,000 animals on the site in a year. But what would be a typical population? I mean, there won't be 18,000 animals there at one time.
Actually, there will be.
Well, there will be.
With that, and that's part of the permitting process. It's just some of those, majority of those animals are going to be less than 15 pounds. Most of those are going to be suckling piglets that are in the farrowing crates with their mom. And so that raises that number up very high as strict animals on the site. So mature animals, there will probably be 6,000 of mature animals on the site.
And how long will the offspring be there? I think, and maybe I've got that figure wrong, but something like 6 weeks, and then they'll be transported out, something like that?
Typical wean age for the piglets is approximately 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay. Is there anything you'd like to add, Dr. Groth?
No, as professional swine management, we're happy the project continues to move forward and excited about growing the business and growing the local economy and helping provide jobs and for the whole West Central Illinois.
I think probably the only other thing maybe we might just want to mention, you know, a lot of people do wonder about the odor control. You know, that was a big – the two things were, of course, the watershed, which you kind of addressed with the containment facility. But, mm-hmm. you know, the problem of odor. And are there any special things that PSM or the actual owners will do, perhaps that we haven't heard of, or are there any measures that might yet be taken?
I think we've outlined that during the process quite well of how we're trying to work with that system. And solutes are very, you know, not the same as a finisher that some of the people may be familiar with. And so location's a good thing. That's why the location we picked there is very suitable with a very good tree cover around the facility, and that helps block prevailing winds and help control, you know, odor disbursement and containment, actually, too. So those are all positives from that standpoint.